Sonoma County DA Carla Rodriguez says fentanyl has quickly become a crisis.
We started seeing fentanyl probably 5 years ago, and we track opioid overdose deaths. And in 2017, there was maybe 12 opioid-related deaths. And by COVID pandemic, it had increased by 566%. It was excess of 120 deaths by 2020, 2021.
Michelle Leopold lost her 18-year-old son Trevor to a fentanyl overdose.
He got his drugs from a friend. He thought it was an oxycodone. He had taken some the night before, and everybody that had partaken was fine. And then when his friend woke up in the dorm the next morning, she was laying next to a dead body. One pill did kill. So from day one, we said, we can't be quiet in order to prevent other parents from having to bury their child.
One pill can kill. Find out what you need to know at onepillsonoma.org. onepillsonoma.org.